all the honor and all the adoration. Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Let's give him praise. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Celebrate his goodness this month. Thank him. Return our praise to him. Return our glory to him. Return all the adoration to him. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Father. We exalt your name. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We lift you on high. I will worship you forever.
I will worship you forever. Love you forever, because this God is too good. Oh, I will worship you forever. Love you forever, because this God is too good. And I will worship you. I will worship you forever. Love you, love you forever. Because this God is too good. And I will worship you. I will worship you forever.
To open up your spirit this morning and just worship him. Give him all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. Lift up his name. Labragadaba shikelebos kotoriba. Infragagabalaba shatakayababa. Regedebo shetekeliba yedede. Ifroko polobo sotokoyaki. Rabadibadibalibas keteliba yanda. Ragaban shiteke yebolobo skuta rando. Ibregede bolobo zunda kayababa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we worship. That's too low. Let somebody say a louder amen.
Amen.
Alright, let's go for a scripture that will be able to engineer our prayers this morning. The anchor scripture for this program, the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 14. Are you there? Yes, somebody with a loud voice, help me read it. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. I think somebody will say amen to that.
Yeah.
The Lord said, my presence will go with you to 2022.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the Lord said to me, that his presence will go with me to year 2022. And he will give me rest. I think you know what it means. When God say we give you rest. Hallelujah. We want to pray. But there is a scripture we are going to use to back it up. So that we'll be able to split that prayer into two. 1 Kings chapter 5 is a popular scripture that we all know. 1 Kings chapter 5. Are you there? 1 Kings chapter 5. We are going to read verse 1 to 4. It said, and Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servant unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father. For Hiram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, thou knowest how that David my father could not build an house unto the Lord, unto the name of the Lord his God, for the walls which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the sole of his feet. You know, when I was looking at that scripture yesterday, until the Lord put them under the sole of his feet. So why didn't he continue to build when the Lord has put all the walls under his feet? Do you know what the Holy Spirit used in answering me? It was late already. So when you are going through turbulent period, it's not just making you to be stagnant. It's also wasting your time. And when your time is being wasted, your life is getting wasted. Because you must understand that time is life. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? How do you know that you have completed 20 years on earth? Because of every second, every minute that you are spending. Am I right? As you are standing now, you are growing up. It may not be too evident, but something is happening. Time is going. After the end of today now, you are going to count today as part of the day you have spent on earth. So, anybody that is wasting your time is wasting your life. And the time of David had been wasted. He could not build anymore. The time he would have used for something tangible, he was using it to fight war. Yes, there are only wars, but at the same time, nobody fights wars and build. And there are many of us. One of the reasons why you couldn't build all along is not because money is not entering your hand, but you are fighting some wars. But in 2022, every war will cease. I wish you can say a loud amen to that. But look at what Solomon, because some of us say, Ilia ye ile oguni se yan le wa yiko ma jaguni. Abi? How many of you believe in that statement? Yes. He said, when you come to this world, the world is meant for appreciate times without number. But do you know what? There is a way God can take. It's not that Solomon didn't fight. Go and check it. It's not that Solomon didn't fight. Number one, God reduced the number of fight of war that he's going to fight. That's number one. Then number two, some of those war, God took care of them on his own. When God take over your war, then you have the opportunity to build. That's what God is trying to tell you, that in 2022, I will take your war as my war. So that you can fulfill your destiny. I will silence your enemies. It's not that they won't rise up to fight you, but it will have no meaning to you. Why? Because I've rendered them useless. And look at what the Bible says here now. It said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest. Let somebody say now. In 2022. The Lord my God has given me rest on every side. Look at what he said. He says, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. So that's to let you know that sometimes it's no human being you are fighting, it's evil occurrence. It's no human being you are fighting, but evil occurrence. Are you ready to pray this morning? I want you to go and declare, every wall that didn't allow me to build, every battle that didn't allow me to build in year 2022, I mean in the years past, in 2022, Lord, I silence them. In 2022, no war, no battle. I silence the mouth of every word that have been preventing me from building in the years past. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Rekapalaba shatakayabalaba. Every war. Every war. Every war. Every war. That won't allow me to build. Every war that won't allow me to progress. Lord, this morning, I silence them in 2022. No war, no adversary. No evil occurrence, no adversary. No evil occurrence, no adversary. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say after me, say no war, no evil occurrence, no adversary. Say it one more time, say no war, no evil occurrence, no adversaries. You know the meaning of that? Verse 4, read it for me in Yoruba. Verse 4, read it for me in Yoruba. Yes? Aha. Ni sisin yi. Ni agbogbo ko si otama ko si bi kan ti o sele in 2022 ko si ota ko si bi ti o sele si wo ati idile re ko si ota ko si bi ti o sele so si ara e pe ko si ota ko si bi ti o sele. I love that. He said, no adversaries, no evil occurrence. From January 1 to December, to December 31st, kosi biti o shele siyo. Kosi biti o shele siyo awon mo re. Ati wo ataya atawon mo ni irin ajo ninu ile lenu ise nibi owo re. I declare this morning, no evil occurrence. I want you to declare it to yourself. Call upon the name of Jesus 3 times and declare, no evil occurrence, no adversaries, no warfare. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Declare, in 2022, no evil occurrence. No evil occurrence. Repakoporobo shinna balaba. Regerebo shedelebo zunda kayalidi. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son of God. In Jesus mighty name we pray.
Amen.
That's too low. Let somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
No evil occurrence.
Amen.
No evil occurrence.
Amen.
No evil occurrence.
Amen.
In the journey of year 2022, no evil occurrence.
Amen.
No adversaries.
Amen.
I said no adversaries.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Saint of this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you now to go and decree the Lord all round rest I receive. In the journey of year 2022, all round rest. Rest, 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 rest. Look up everybody. You will have financial rest.
Amen.
Financial rest.
Amen.
Financial rest.
Amen.
Spiritual rest.
Amen.
Do you know why many of us couldn't get so many things done in the year? It's not that money did not enter your hand, but where the money is going? Holy Ghost. Why? You know, you have to pray this prayer very well, though. Why is it that it is when 500,000 enter your hand? 500,000 mini kono, half a million. If you want to honor yourself, you call it 0.5 million. Abi, you don't call it 500,000. You call I mean, you can only 0.5 million. Okay, math is zero, because I pay 0.5 million. The moment you put 0.5 million, you are a millionaire in disguise. Am I right? 0.5 million. And it doesn't matter how bad Nigeria is, 500,000 should do something tangible for you. Am I right? Yeah, just do something. If possible, lay the foundation of that house. But is that weak? They just send message from village. And devil know that you love your father so much. Say, please carry the roof of your papa. And papa can they call you. Toba. Toba. Ojo unpa mi o. Ojo unipa yin tomo tomo o. Ojo unpa mi o. Ah. Say, papa. So, how much are we talking about here now? He said, now 250. You know, devil has already... Then we have collected the half of your 0.5 million. 0.250. So there is trouble now. And that's how it happens. And you send 250. You say, let me quickly rush and do 250. By tomorrow morning, I want to go and buy this. I want to go and buy cement. You've called the people you want to call. At the middle of the night, around 12, your first son just say, Junior Kinney. I don't understand though. You don't understand now? Oh yeah, papa. Or get to hospital. They say you buy this, sir. 50,000 is gone. 200. Amen. Before you know what's happening, you don't know what you did with 250. And you know what one dangerous thing about money now is that. And 1 million in your hand. The moment you spend 1,000 on what you don't know. That's why. Shorafun Bolle. There are some Bolle. They are demonic Bolle. You collected 1 million from bank. You're saying, let me just buy one Bolle, sir. If you are not careful, you won't know how you do the rest. So we have to pray. And we have financial rest. Money enter your hand. You will use it to do something tangible.
Amen.
Every demonic warfare that normally come that take money from your hand. And you know what? The moment you finish spending the money, war will cease. Until another one comes. You better pray. You better pray. That's what happened to people per year. Pray. Spiritual rest. The tangible time that you're supposed to be using to pray for better things, you are using it to pray against some people. Rest. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I want you to go and declare, I receive rest. All round rest. Rest from sickness. Rest from attack. Financial rest. Spiritual rest. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Rest. All round rest. All round rest. All round rest. All round rest. Masilaba shiteke yibra kaliatama. Rika gaba shata kayababa. All round rest. In the mighty name of Jesus. All round rest. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. All round rest. 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 Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. All right, take your seat very briefly. Very, very briefly. Hallelujah. Amen. I see many people finding it very difficult to come in the morning. But one of the things that all of us must understand is that God used different things to check your heart. Okay? One of the major things I minister on at Mekunkele on Sunday, we are talking about the spirit of true sonship. And I made people to understand, we can't say somebody carry true sonship spirit without a test. And on several occasions, many things are coming to test people's heart, and they are failing. They are failing. Sometimes just God come to check. Do you love your sleep more than me? Come 6 a.m. Ordinarily, I won't put this type of a meeting in the morning. But then, it has come in the morning now. That's where God is checking out people's spirit. Sometimes when we pray, when the time of test will come, may you not fail. But many people are failing. Even with that prayer, many people are failing. But I pray for you, you will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are going to look at number 7 pillar today. Abi? Number 7 pillar. Let's look at that scripture again. God, there is need for me to keep emphasizing on the purpose why we are checking these pillars, so that you don't miss them. Praise God. Are you in the book of... Okay, thank you. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you what? Rest. So if God says my presence is going to go with you, you must know what to do and what to avoid in order to sustain the presence of God over you all through the year. And I told you categorically that the people that carried the presence of God, that it was so evident in their lives, was the Israelites in their journey in the wilderness. Something conditioned them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Something conditioned them in such a way that the presence of God was so strong upon them. And if we are going to do what the Israelites did in the wilderness and live perpetually under that cloud, we must understand what to do, what to put on. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In order for the cloud to rest upon us for the rest of the year. Did I say for the rest of the year? Even forever. Yeah, you can. For 40 years, the Bible says their cloth never worn out. And the sandal they put on never grew old. How come? How can somebody travel for 40 years and they did not stop over anywhere to wash their cloth? And the cloth never worn out, and the sandal never worn out. You must know that there is more to their lives than they themselves. Something sustained them. Something kept them. Is somebody hearing me now? For complete 40 years, manna was just coming from heaven. They didn't have time to cook because they are on transit. They are on transit. And God keep providing for them. I tell you, you can enjoy supernatural supply of resources all through the year if you can maintain your head under the cloud of glory. And that's exactly what we are dealing with. So we've looked at so many pillars that sustain the presence of God over them. So today, we are looking at number 7 pillar. And the number 7 pillar is standing on the covenant of their fathers. Standing on the covenant of who? Of their fathers. Standing on the covenant of their fathers. Praise God. How many of us know that the protection that Israelites enjoyed, the supernatural supply that Israelites enjoyed, the wealth they are enjoying today, but not even then, even now, the supernatural protection, there are some miracles about them. Sir, I look at their story very well. Their axis, where they stay, it's not a place where rain fall easily. Sometimes once in 3 years, rain just, the rain, even when the rain will come, it will be falling dust. Sometimes after 6 years, is there rain, we just fall once. But how come that they are the one that have the best fruit all over the world? A place where rain does not fall, and yet they have the most purest water under heaven. Let me tell you one thing. If Israelite planted a corn on these tiles, it will grow. Now, what is working for them? It is not because they are very smart and wise. There is something God entered into with their fathers. And let me tell you one thing. They too, they recognize it. Because it's one thing for your father to have a covenant with God. It's another thing for you to enter bush. Okay? There is one great woman in this country today. It's a gospel singer. I won't mention name. It's a gospel singer. There are many young people that are rising under that woman. In fact, presently, all the singers in Nigeria, they call her Apostle of Song. And sir, there is no doubt about it. There is a covenant over that woman. She told her story by herself. He said, my father went and gave me to Apostle Ayababalala. He said, take her. He said, it's my first fruit. You know, in those days, they do first fruit. And that's where that woman started her journey with God. That woman lived with so many prophets of old. Baba Bi Atede, Prophet Tio Obadare, those are the people that groom her. And what that woman is doing, you know, recently I was telling some people, I said, by the grace of God, we are bringing her for the dedication of this auditorium. They say, sir, Iyao ko latest orimo. Latest ko le miwa. You understand what I'm saying now? That's why as a new generation, you must understand substance of life. I'm not bringing somebody who will come and sing your swagger for you here. I mean, what do you call it? With all the swagging you have been swagging. What swag in your life? Nothing. But do you know one thing? That woman is powerfully ministering, going higher everywhere. Sometimes when she enters stage, she just sings one song everywhere scattered. There was a day she was telling us that one of the prophets, when she was about to die, the Lord said, look, you can't die, yo. You won't die unless your daughter, mention her name, come to sing. And she too, where she was in America, the Lord told her, my servant want to come home, but I won't allow him unless you go and sing. On getting home, she rushed all the way from the place and go straight to where that man of God was. And on getting there, they said, no, you can't see Baba again. She said she sat by the window and started singing. And the man of God said, bring her in. She's the one I'll be waiting for. After singing for some time, the man of God just ride home. What a covenant. But do you know that woman has a biological daughter who doesn't put her head under that woman? Singing rubbish everywhere. I was telling mama one day, I said, Oma, you rain yangidi basoro. And talk to her. That this is not a season for you to take stage. This is a season to put your head under a stage. So that your stage can emerge from the stage of your mother. You know, it's one thing for you to know the covenant of your father. It's one thing to be doing whatever you like. Sir, protection, that Israelites enjoy. Supernatural supply that Israelites enjoy. Everything they enjoy in the wilderness. God didn't tell them. God told Abraham. God didn't tell them. God told Isaac. God didn't tell them. God told Jacob. But the moment they also bring themselves under that covenant, sir, everything was working pari passu. In 2021 and in 2022, there are some things that your power will not be able to handle. Covenant of your father will handle it. Am I praying? I'm not praying. I'm just telling you, it's an information. I'm not praying. No. You can say prayer and still do whatever you like. Is somebody hearing me now? One day I told Pastor Tom, I said, look, I have never been to Abuja. I've not gone to preach in Abuja, but my labor is in Abuja. You remember the scripture we used in Bida in one of your anniversary at Bida one time? In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 30, what now? Verse 30, 30, is it 37? Yes, who is reading for me very quickly? Yeah, John. That's exactly what God is showing us this morning. Look at it, verse 37. And herein is that saying true. One soweth. Eh? Do you want to reap what you did not sow in 2022? You are going to reap something good though. The father God placed upon your head has already conquered lion. You don't need to fight lion again. What made the people that followed David, what made them to become a giant killers? What made them to become giant killers? All of them, one after the other. David was the one that killed a giant. He has laid the foundation of killing giants. He killed lion. All of them, they were just killing lion. In fact, they desire to kill lion before they die. The Bible said there is one of them that saw a lion that was entering into his den. You know, the lion saw him and was afraid and entered. You know, it got to a point, their faces also, everyone that followed David, all his mighty men, their faces were like the face of lion. So lion saw them and gave afraid and ran inside his den. And this young man entered into the den and go and drag the lion, sir. What an audacity. He wouldn't have been able to do that if he has been following his natural father. But there is a father that has imparted him. There is a father that placed something upon his life that he never get afraid. There are some people, they will die as poor people in life. Not because God didn't create them to enjoy life, but they refuse to put their head under a father. Only God, only if Naboth have known that the covenant of Elijah was to deliver him from the hand of Jezebel. There is a devil that is following you, and there is a covenant that God has programmed to free you. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? You want to tell me that devil did not follow the people of Israel? He followed them. I've told you, by the grace of God, by tomorrow evening, I'll finish the old 12 pillars. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When I finish the old 12 pillars, then the remaining days, we'll be looking at some of the things that make the covenant to be shifted from their head. Among the Israelites, we have some people that say, I want Baba Iwo. I want Baba Iwo. I want Baba Iwo. I want Abraham. I want Jacob. I want Isaac. I want And what happened to the three, to those people that ignored the covenant of their father? They died in with the wilderness. Go and check. They died in the wilderness. Let me show you one scripture, then we begin to pray now. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Let's start reading from verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14. Yeah. Now that's God talking. Mufe pa ugo mo Israel irun eyi gan to. I'll finish them. All of them, they will die today. Amen. Let me alone. The Lord said, he was talking to Joshua, to Moses. Leave me alone. Let me finish these people. That I may destroy them. Yes. And blot out their name from under heaven. Mightier. That day. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Okay? Okay, look at, go to verse 27. Go to verse 27. Okay, I'm supposed to start from verse 24. Start from verse 24. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord that I knew you. Now look at what Moses said he did. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. At the first, he will destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thy inheritance. Redeem through thy greatness. Do you know it's like he was not getting any response from God? But look at verse 27. Remember thy servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Forget about the stubbornness of these people, not to their wickedness, not to their sin. And look at what God did there. God delivered them. Immediately they say, God of our fathers. God answered. In 2022, the God of your father will open your door. Are you ready to pray this morning? Rise up on your feet and come very quickly. What's number seven pillar? Yeah. Great and mighty is our God. Awesome wonder is our God. Creator of the ends of the earth is our God. The God of all fathers of gold is our God.
You are.
He who was and is to come is our God.
Woman being may despise the covenant of your father, but God will never despise the covenant with the fathers. Especially when you have a genuine father over your head. His covenant cover you wherever you go. I decree over you in 2022. You will not suffer like fatherless. Doors will not close against you. In the name of Jesus. Sir, there are covenants. Take it or you leave it. You can choose to keep navigating through the journey, the wilderness of life by your brain. And it will take you a longer period of time. Let's finish that scripture. Wherein this saying is true. John chapter 4 verse 37. Yes, quickly. Wherein this saying is true. One. Yeah. One sweat and another repent. Yes, go ahead. Look at what God said he has sent you to do in 2022. To go and reap that whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labor. And ye enter into their labor. The deliverance that took place in the land of Egypt, God promised Abraham. Even the punishment, it was Abraham God told. They themselves said that if you don't study the Bible very well, or you don't study the story of your father, you won't know why you are in Egypt. Why you are suffering. It was Abraham God told, he said, because you come to look at this sacrifice, your children's children, they will suffer in a strange land for 400 years. Which a program and yet here. But when 400 years is over, they will come out. But they are coming out as a great nation. And it happened. The 30 years on top, it was Moses that delayed them. It wasn't God. So that's why a human being can delay the program of God for your life. But I pray for you this morning. In 2022, enter into labor of fathers. Lay your right hand on your forehead and say, Father, let the covenant of my father work for me in 2022. The big question should be, do you have a father over your head? And if you have a father over your head, then begin to pray. Let the covenant he carried. 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 Let it work for me. In this house, we have covenant of God's mercy. We have covenant of little input and great favor. Yes. Le prokopo shita kayaba baba. Marade debo zunda kayaba losto. Ifreke polia tamaske te idada. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It will work for you. It will work for you. They told Mordecai, won't you bow for Haman? And they told Haman, if you allow this man to scot free, you are a lazy man yourself. You don't know the position God has put you in this palace. Everybody will be bowing down. This guy will not bow down. So one day they now call Mordecai. Why is it that you are so arrogant? He said, I'm not arrogant. I am a Jew. Sir? He said, I'm a Jew. That's why I don't bow. Jew don't bow. What? What? And nobody could do anything against him. There's a covenant upon his head. I could remember several years back when Israelite destroyed Syria. How many of us read that story? They destroyed Syria. No single house is standing. No single one. If I go to your world, I'll be like, none. International organizations, including Africa organizations that didn't have mouth there. ECOWAS. They say, Israel, how can you destroy Israel? And their president came out fine. As if nothing's happening. Huh? He didn't put praise God, but I'm the one putting praise God. He said, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, look, we Israelite, we don't get afraid of anybody. It's paining you that we destroy Syria. We can destroy the world. He said, we are ancient people. We are descendants of Abraham. So that thing pushed them anywhere. Amen? Anywhere, sir. I told you one time I was going to US. I met them at France. There are more than 500 in that hotel. So I pretended that I didn't know. I was sitting down at breakfast like this in that hotel in order to go and catch my flight and move to US. And I was asking for one of them, saying, who are these people? He said, they are children of Abraham. He didn't even talk about the father that gave birth to him. He said, we are children of who? Go to their president this morning, go and ask him. Where do you come from? Say, from Abraham, of course. They won't mention the name of their father. Ah. It's just that we can't come to this world again. I will have come out as Jew. But glory to God, I am a spiritual Jew. Huh? And Apostle Paul put it better. He says spiritual is more stronger than the natural. There are some of them that didn't even believe in Jesus Christ. That's where we have the edge above them. I'm a spiritual Jew. I decree in 2022, no evil will befall you. I said, no evil will befall you. In the name of Jesus. Look at me, people of God. Till this morning, they are not up to 1% of the population of the earth. But they are at the top of every economy. Go to US, I want name. Covenant in Israel. Go to US, they are the one. I go to South Africa, the tallest building. Sandton City, when you get to South Africa, they call it Sandton. I say, you know, everything in Nigeria is government. I say, South Africa government is trying you. Look at this shopping mall. Sir, I enter. I thought I enter from the ground floor. I enter from 10th floor, and it's like ground floor. When I will come out, nobody guide me there. When I will come out, I come out somewhere. At number 10, down. I just come out somewhere. When I got to the hotel, I told the guy that was guiding me, I said, wow, South Africa government is trying. He said, where? I said, Sandton City is so powerful. He said, look, Sandton City belongs to one person. Huh? I said, that person was very rich. He said, the man is a Jew. He's a Jew. So anywhere, In United Kingdom, I want it. In England, I want it. In Asia, I want it. And when you get to their country, I want any. Nobody can do it. You shoot them, you are shooting yourself. The covenant of the Father is so strong on them. I declare in 2022, anybody that fights you, the God that I serve will respond. Quickly, 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 quickly. Say, June, hear the word of the Lord. Huh? Okay, sorry, July. Say, July, hear the word of the Lord. Every evil, every sorrow, every attack, every oppression you carry, I reject them. I bind them. They are under my feet as I move to 2022. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. July, hear the word of the Lord. Every sorrow, every evil, every attack, every oppression, I bind them. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to declare everything that devil has planted into the month of July, I uproot them. Do you know in the book of Jeremiah, he said, I've anointed you to uproot, to root out, to pull down. So everything the enemy is already putting into July, I uproot them. I uproot them. I uproot sickness. I uproot accident. I uproot oppression. I uproot death for myself in the month of July. I uproot them one after the other. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Uproot them, uproot them, uproot them. Uproot them, uproot them. Le prokoposu kapalande keyem rotade. Ruzeze libaya ragaba shatakayaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, zize libaya dede. Rebobobo zunda kayaba. Yes, we uproot them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Legaba shatakayaba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That's too low. Let somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Now, lastly, say, July, hear the word of the Lord. Your blessings, your miracles, your wonders, your joy, your peace, your anointing, your strength, all will work for me. As I enter July, blessing of July becomes my portion. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Speak to July 2022. Speak to July 2022. Speak to July 2022. It becomes your portion. It becomes your blessing. It becomes your miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Legaraba Shata Kayaba. Libra Gagabalaba Sanda Kayaba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That's too low. Let somebody say louder, amen. Amen. July is settled for you. Amen. July is blessed for you. Amen. July is anointed for you. Amen. The death of July will not kill you. Amen. Sickness of July will not be your portion. Oppression of July will not be your portion. In the month of July 2022, you are secured. Amen. You and your household, you are covered. In the name of Jesus. That month, you are blessed. That month, you are secure. The joy of the Lord be your strength. It is well with you. I say it is well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, saint of this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. July is a month of anointed words. Write it down. Anointed what? Anointed words. And in bracket at the front, spoken and written. Oshu, oro, ifami roro yon. Kiko, atisiso. So that month, you must be very careful of what you say because anointed words will be placed in your mouth. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, John chapter 1 verse 1. And the word was with God, and the word was God. In him all things were made, and after him nothing was made that was made.
That will be your portion. All things will be created for you in year 2022.